A dusty gravel truck rolls out of the town of Wheaton onto County Road M. It's one of the lighter trucks, safely under the 30-ton limit that the small town has imposed on several local roads. That's kept out the largest of trucks, like oversized semis, but Wheaton Town Chairman Paul Krumenauer says agricultural vehicles are getting bigger and heavier in this farm-heavy area. He's sure things will come to a head again very soon.
And it's tough. It's getting expensive per mile. Not just the blacktop. We're requiring to go to a wider roadbed because of the bigger trucks, bigger farm machinery. And that's one of the things that has been really hard on the roads is some of the big farm machinery. You get these liquid manure spreaders.
Manure spreaders that have to come through, admits Krumenauer. The town of Wheaton has tried to keep a cap on big vehicles, diverting them onto more regularly built county highways whenever possible. Krumenauer recalls last year when the town posted a 10-ton limit for some of its roads, which residents liked.
County Highway is built for the heavier trucks, and so we tried it for a year, and the town board decided to go along with the truckers and take off the weight limit instead of what most of the citizens along those roads really desired.
I was glad to see a goal.
Al Solberg is also on the Wheaton Town Board and a trucker.
I guess we'd all like to live on a road with no traffic and no trucks, but unfortunately, most of us don't. I felt to some degree that if we say, okay, these citizens come and say we want our road posted, then the next ones come. What are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with the next ones that may not be on connector roads?
Solberg runs petroleum around Chippewa County in a big green monster that's just around 30 tons.
We deliver, on an average week, into our stations in the neighborhood of 80,000 gallons, and then on the average another 25,000 to 30,000 out to customers on the route.
Selberg's trucking delivery is considered an essential service, so he's sometimes allowed to drive on posted roads. But he's seen many commercial truckers have to detour around towns that he says adds on mileage and expense. But Rick Stottleman, executive director of the Wisconsin Towns Association, says town officials have their own expense issues. He says the General Transportation Fund allocates places like Wheaton about $2,000 a mile to maintain their roads.
But a typical road reconstruction can be a minimum of $70,000 to $150,000, depending how much work they're doing in the base and surfacing. So the fairly limited dollars have to be stretched further and further.
Which leads to a shared sore spot between towns and truckers. Lawmakers dipping into the state's transportation fund to fix up budget holes. Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association President Thomas Hell says much of that comes from user fees paid by truckers.
With the governor and legislature over the last 6 or 7 years taking $1.3 billion out of that fund. Now, to be fair, they did replace some of that with bonding money, but the net reduction in funds in this transportation is about $400 million. That clearly has had an impact, whether you're talking about local roads or state roads.
There's no clear solution to alleviate the woes of both towns and truckers, but there are 35 counties, including Chippewa, that have put a hands-off transportation fund referendum on their ballots this fall. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.